I'm not suggesting that any of you watch Futurists, right? I hope that's clear. Like, that's interesting to me. If it's interesting to you, by all means, you should. But it sucks to have to consume a lot of ideas that you're totally not interested in. And you don't need to. You just need to go wherever you find great ideas and then take them back to what Agora has to sell. So if you listen to copy, you can listen to it fast, you can go through lots of books, lots of periodicals, lots of videos, there's just so much great information out there. You could spend your whole life on YouTube and you wouldn't ever run out of good things to watch, although you could watch a lot of shit on YouTube too, which is basically your choice. And then consume, and everything else that Ryan tells you is true as well. Cool?
Yeah, great, thank you. Got a special announcement. All of you guys, this table here, this room, all of you now have new jobs. You've all been promoted to sales detectives. So this badge gives you the legal right to use any legal means necessary to find a big idea. Okay? We'll get into what that means right now. But if anybody gives you shit, okay? Like, I'm too busy to talk to you, Manny. I got too much going on. Yeah. Or, hey, Jamie, I don't have the information to you. You whip this out and say, give me what I need. I'm a sales detective. All right? Has a legal right to get use whatever means I can to. You can wear them if you want. You can put them in your wallet or something, right? Okay. So, let's talk about trading ideas. And I'm going to read you something from Eugene Schwartz. Eugene Schwartz says, "You don't create an idea or headline, you dig it out of the market research, and you wring it out of the product. You read, you listen, you experiment. The creativity is not in you, it's in your market and your product. All you're doing is joining the two together." The two meaning the market and the product. So to kind of summarize that, from Eugene Schwartz, is connect, don't create, okay? So from now on, working ideas, don't think like, oh, how am I gonna create this? Like, I don't know how to like, you know what, how this is gonna, all you're doing is connecting. So connect, don't create. Kind of summarize what Rich was just saying, you need to always be looking for and connecting ideas. Every day, that's your duty as a sales detective, okay? Also to kind of summarize what Rich said and also Eugene Schwartz, the keys are to number one, research. Okay? One, research. Two, experimentation. And I'd say three, pitching. That's the keys. Research, experimentation, pitching. And connect, don't create. You went through this book, hopefully. I'm not going to go over it here because it's pretty self-explanatory. Basically, the idea is like you pack your brain with as much relevant information as possible, give yourself a little time and allow your brain to make those connections. So you don't really force it. That's the hard part about teaching this stuff, is that creating the technique for producing ideas is a process. It's not step one, step two, step three. If it's that easy to create ideas, then we'd just be creating them and minting money. Okay? So like, this kind of shit's hard. This is like, you could look at it $10,000 an hour work, $100,000 an hour work. If you come up with a good idea in 1 hour, that's $1 million per hour of work, even though it's probably gonna take a lot more than that. So the shit's hard, it's not gonna just happen. If it was that easy, then what we were doing here would have no value. So you just follow the process, and that's when, if you have enough inputs and you start collecting your outputs like you're doing for Idea Day and you're experimenting with different ideas and you're telling people about them, then I can guarantee you're going to have a good big idea soon. I don't know how soon. Might be a couple weeks from now. Might be a couple months from now. But it's going to happen if you're following the process. Do you remember that Venn diagram I drew of the big idea where the one circle was product, the other circle kind of crossing over was the world, and then kind of the third circle crossing over all of them was the prospect? Well, that's where you look. Those are the target points you want to do for your research. Prospect, product, world. Okay? So, researching the prospect. That's Grandpa Kurt. And we'll talk about Grandpa Kurt in a couple of weeks as well. We're going to be talking about him a lot. He's the avatar. He's the customer. You need to crawl inside his head. Okay? See what he's seeing. What are his primal desires? What are his primal fears? What investments scare him or intimidate him? Remember talking earlier about the frame. Like, what is his frame for the things we're pitching right now? I mean, the things we're selling right now. Options trading. What's his frame for dividends? Okay? What investments intrigue him? Like Bitcoin, at least before it started crashing, like this last couple weeks, was very intriguing to people. These are our audience. Penny stocks, we just had a huge successful push for a new penny stock product. Penny stocks are intriguing to people. It sounds risky in a way, and that's an objection that people have later in the sales copy, but penny stocks alone are pretty intriguing. It just is. People think it doesn't make any logical sense that, hey, just throw a couple of pennies or a few bucks down and you're going to make a lot of money. It doesn't cost you much. That's the way Grandpa Kurt looks at it. You know, what ways of making money does he feel comfortable with or can relate to right now? I mean, a lot of Grandpa Kurt's income probably came from a job. So he understands that's how one way to make money is a job. Another way he knows how to make money from is a pension plan or Social Security. Those are things that are very relatable to him. Like, he hasn't made a lot of money in the markets before. Kurt's made a lot of money from working hard and having pre-packaged programs that people have sold him in the past or from the government. What does he need to hear from you to feel good about buying? You know, how do you find all these things? Okay, you do the research. The research is you read the same books he reads. Like, to Rich's point, you go on Amazon and see what his reviews are for the books he's reading. You watch the same TV shows as him. You listen to the same radio stations. You watch the same movies. Now, you talk to everyone you can talk to, especially people in Grandpa Kurt's demographic. I've gotten great ideas, actually, bouncing shit off, like, Uber drivers. A lot of them are kind of in our target market, really. I mean, they're... Usually some of them you can find are older people trying to make more money, and that's why they're doing Uber. So a lot of them are very opportunity-minded, or else they wouldn't be having that particular job. So talk to everybody. And the secret, I think Gary Bensavenga said it, is find out what people want and help them get it. Okay? So looking at the world as a whole, you got to read our editorial and our products. Like, every day if you can. That's, you know, that's one way to look at the world, is what our editors are saying with the world. And they probably, it's possible, they might even have some interesting ideas that are right in the product that you can pull out and use for your big idea. You want to read outside editorial, books, Wall Street Journal, Zero Hedge, Drudge, every day. You want to find out what working promos are, all the working promos right now. Read them. Okay, that's a way to learn about the world, because it's, in our prospect's mind, the other advertising he's consuming are part of his world. Okay. You want to know what's hot in the financial markets. You want to know what's hot in financial publishing. You want to find the story that nobody else is telling about the hottest thing in the markets right now. So find the story nobody else is telling. The last little idea I'll give you is actually, I'm borrowing this from Mike Palmer, is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle idea, where I think he got this from Mark Ford, actually, that Mark Ford was on an airplane one time next to the guy that invented Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
What?
Yeah, the comic book guy. And Mark asked him, like, how the hell did you come up with that idea? And he said, well, at the time, like, ninjas were very popular, Teenagers and comics are very popular, and turtles apparently are very popular. Seems weird to me, but mutants, I think, were. So he just took all those things and combined them into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So you can do the same thing when you look at ideas. It's about how you connect things. So I wrote a promotion, me and Scott Bardelli, when Bitcoin was hot, and we knew peg stocks were hot, and we kind of combined them together in the $20 Bitcoin blueprint by positioning these alternative cryptocurrencies as penny cryptos. And we invented those words, as far as I know. Took penny stocks, combined them, which we knew were hot, with cryptos that were hot. So that's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle idea. And we got that because we were aware of the world. We knew the world that our prospect was in. The third thing would be researching the product. Okay? You want to be an investigative reporter in addition to being a sales detective. That means talking to a lot of people, asking a lot of questions. Who do you want to be talking to beyond people we talked about before, the possible prospects? Ryan's rule number one, okay? You must interview the editor. You must do that. So if you have an idea, and maybe it depends on which stage it is, but you need at some point before you write the promotion, the sooner the better, actually, to talk to the editor and interview them. Don't just pitch them on it. That's important to do, too, but ask them questions. Dig deep. How, why, what, where, those kind of questions. And if you don't have an idea, that's another great idea, is just talk to the editor and interview them. I wrote a success